אנחנו נמצאים לפני חג מאוד מיוחד.
We are entering a very special holiday, symbolizes the end of correction, includes all the corrections that we go through over the course of our history, meaning the development of the general soul, the holiday of Purim. And that's why we have to study it in depth as much as possible. It includes many discernments in it. Let's start already now to read an article for Purim, Shamati 37. This is the primary source regarding this holiday. Let's read. We'll start to investigate things a bit more about this holiday.
So, reading from...
I just wanted to say another thing. You can see how after an event, our event that we had, our 2020 World Kabbalah Convention, an event we've gone through successfully, very successfully, including the Desert Convention. And how after people received an ascent, a spiritual elevation, to what extent everyone had a burdening of the heart. And it was difficult to come, hard to move oneself a few days after such an event. I'm reminding you, I'm paying attention to this. These phenomena are natural, and that's how it happens. That's the reaction of our will to receive. And you will see more and more other repercussions such events have on us, both in our group and also on the groups abroad. There's a certain dissent until our friends return to the right path, get back on track, basically. There is such a thing. Find a this is clear, yeah? Mordechai saved... Yeah, there were these two guys that wanted to take the king down, assassinate him. Mordechai told the king about it. They arrested him, they stopped them, the king was saved. And then instead of rewarding Mordechai, promote him, honor him, instead of that, the king promotes Mordechai's enemy, Haman. How can that be, that such a thing is happening? Viewed through regular eyes, we're confused about it. It doesn't follow our logic. If one is so benevolent and did such good things and succeeded, how can it be that after that he deserves punishment? That his enemies, his haters, jump on him and... rise in our eyes, we see everything, it seems confused, confusing. So, of course, we then cancel Mordechai. We say he was not and the right, and the, because the king started to appreciate Haman. Mordechai knew what should be, and the others did not. Meaning the quality of bestowal is positioned in such a way that you cannot harm it, you cannot do anything. It's because it wants nothing except to bestow. That's why he sits at the gate of the king's palace, the gate of the city of Shushan. He's sitting on a rock, like the old people who sit. And that's all he's got. Nothing more than that. So he knew what has to happen. Of course, it's possible to receive the light of Chokhmah only with the clothing of Chassidim. Consequently, his sitting down is Katnut, it's the light of Chassidim. And this sitting is at the king's gate, because to enter the king, to bestow to the king, is possible only if you clothe yourself with the light of Chassadim. That's why Mordechai is sitting at the king's gate.
Москва.
Ну так вопрос тогда. В чем тогда смысл?
In that case, the question is, what's the point to this story? If throughout this whole story, Mordechai knows what's going to happen, that one can receive the light of Chokhmah only with the clothing of the light of Chassadim.
Yeah, but in order to come to receive the light of Chokhmah, which is Haman, in the vessels of Mordechai, for all the light of Chokhmah to clothe in the light of Chassadim, and it will be the end of correction. We have not reached that. What do you mean the story is over? The story has to explain to us how all of the light of Chokhmah, which is the purpose of creation, will clothe in the light of Chassadim, which is the correction of creation, and for these two lights to fill the will to receive, the soul.
Between us.
After we begin to work between us, and we begin to appreciate the goal, that we have to connect in our will to receive, so there will be, in order to bestow contentment to one another and to the Creator, we build a web of connections between us, where from each one, desire to bestow to the friends comes out, and through the friends to bestow to the Creator. And it turns out that for the time being, we are arranging the system of Mordechai, of Bina, bestowal. And after we do it, once it's done, we feel the light of bestowal between us, the light of Chassadim between us. It's a small light. It's not attainment yet. It's simply rising above the will to receive. We're not using it. We're simply rise above it in order to be connected to one another together. After that, when we attain this light of Chassadim, we say that we attained the Katnut, meaning we can exist only in bestowal. We have nothing to bestow with, but in such a way we bestow to the contentment to the Creator, the minimal way, Nefesh Ruach. And that's it. But as a result of that, we begin to discover vessels of reception. And the lights that correspond to them, lights of Kabbalah. And we begin to work already with the desires to receive, and corresponding to them, the light of Chokhmah, in receiving, in order to bestow. That's how it works, from Katnut to Gadlut. That's how we develop. It's a question in general. How can the two of them coexist? Both according to the method of Mordechai and according to the method of Haman. Because we're talking about one clue, one desire, one soul. And there are seemingly two methods to work with this soul and connect it to its source, the Creator. So either you turn to the Creator to receive, or you turn to the Creator to give, to bestow. And that's a problem here. How can we combine these two forces? There isn't more than two. It's either receiving or bestowing.
Image of the Lord does he behold?
Meaning there's a matter of concealment, or the lower one does it on himself, on itself, his will to receive, his vessels of reception, his vessels of reception, and by making a concealment, then above the concealment, we can see lights. Let's say, according to my vessels, I can receive the light of Chokhmah. But according to the intention over these vessels, I don't have the intention to bestow. So, if I perform a restriction, and I don't work with these vessels, I don't let the light of Chokhmah enter those vessels of reception, I'm creating a separation between the pleasure and the one who receives the pleasure, then I have here a certain action, spiritual action. Or I don't want to be the receiver from the Creator, but perhaps rather I want to be the bestower. And if I can become the bestower, I'll perform this action. If I cannot bestow, I will not perform this action. Although I really want to. I have a desire, I'm going mad, I constantly want it, and I reject him, and he implores me, and I reject him, and he's driving me crazy, until eventually I forget about everything, and I keep this desire, I do it, and then I think, oh, what have I done? And after several such attempts, such trials, I come to a state where what will be of me? How could I deal with this desire where there's pleasure before it? And I truly cannot face it, cannot deal with it. So, to cry out to the Creator, how can I do it? Maybe I can uproot this desire, but it's forbidden. Whatever the Creator did, he did it for the sake of correction. So what do I do in order to stop using the desire? That means performing a restriction. And maybe going against it, which means above my desire, in the opposite intention. I have to connect to the Creator. I have to feel not how much I enjoy within my own desire from receiving this pleasure, but how much in receiving this pleasure in my desire am I delighting the Creator. So I need to enjoy in my desire, connected to his desire, and when I fill my desire with pleasure, it will be felt in me only as an intention to fill his desire with pleasure. Meaning, my desire and my fulfillment, I use it only with the intention that I enjoy it, but in order to bestow contentment to him. And for me, it's only the direction of the action, it's not the action itself. The action itself takes place in the Creator.
Every time we talk about receiving in order to bestow, it feels so far off. Meaning you can understand it in your mind, but without any discernment.
Of course.
So what can I do with it? In comparison to talking about bestowing in order to bestow, to organize the connection with the friends, here there are many discernments. It seems much closer. This is work that we already try to do. But to receive in order to bestow pleasure, I don't know what to do with it. I have nothing to do with it.
To receive in order to bestow is possible only if I'm integrated with the desire of the friend, and the desire of the friend is more important for me than my own desire. His life is more important than my own life. And then anything I do everything is in order to fill him, to revive him, fill, you know, his desire, his health, let's say. And in this way we can imagine what it means to receive in order to bestow. Receive from the Creator in order to bestow to the friend. Where you, or I, in this process, are only as a conduit, a passageway, and I need only to have the strength to turn to the Creator, to convince the Creator to receive that which the friend needs. There's an action and there's a desire. The desire is that, you know, I want. My desire from the outset is only a desire to receive. If I feel the friend more than me, then I want to give him. This comes from my will to receive. I want to give him. It's like a mother who's giving to a baby. She has no problem doing it. She thinks only of him. Because that's the desire in her. What's the difference between a mother who thinks about giving everything to her baby and one person who has a desire to give to another person?
Because the mother enjoys her baby.
Because the mother has a desire, natural desire to give to the baby, beastly. Whereas a person, an average person, doesn't. And
then I'm working in the 10. I have friends. I want to give to them, but I have no natural desire to give them. That means that I'm lacking the intention in order to bestow.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I do that?
You pray? You only pray? You have nothing but that. Where will you take the change from, the strength, the intention, even the scrutiny of what to do, where you are? Nothing. Only it's all.
How do you drink in order to rejoice and not in order to get drunk, intoxicated?
Well, that's what he says. I want to, that's what the king says, I want to throw a feast where there will be Mordechai and Haman, meaning Gemar Tikkun, end of correction, for these two qualities to connect, combine, and each one will realize itself all the way. But how can that be if they're in, if they're fighting over the same area, the will to receive? Who's controlling the will to receive? Either Mordechai's will to bestow or Haman's will to receive. So here they need to know how to combine these two desires, to bestow and to receive, so you, that you'll be able to use the entire desire and the entire light, and for it to be for the benefit of Mordechai and for the benefit of Haman, the angel of death. Settle down a little bit. But what I'm asking, you have it on your phones, right? This text. So read it at least up to this point, several times during the day, as much as you can, and we'll continue. 3-4 more days, as much as we have to talk about the Purim. We'll understand the whole matter. This Megillah, this scroll, includes many such transitions. Yes, Levi?
Perhaps after we read it a little bit and went down into details in all the items, perhaps you can give us an overall view of what is the story of Purim without getting into details. What's the point of Purim?
No. You see how everyone is twisting it. As if they explain something, then they twist it. This is a must in order to establish in a person the vessels correctly in order to receive spirituality. You can't. He should be perplexed. He should curse himself. Why doesn't he get it? Why is he stupid? Then he'll understand it's not about understanding, but about his tendency for bestowal. And then if he's in the right attitude towards the bestower, he begins to understand it differently. I'm not getting into it, no. Confusions. That's what characterizes a person over a machine. So I don't see myself doing it. To explain it schematically, to make drawings, it's all nice and well, but that, you're not just building new vessels, only in the feeling, only in the intellect, but in the feeling, to know how to arrange them, why yes, why not, the labor will not.
What does it mean? There's nothing in it. There is like a foundation.
That's the basis for bestowal. That's true, but it's only the basis. Then you have to work with it. In order to work with it, you need the vessels from the wicked.
So how do we reach such a state that we start acquiring this quality?
A quality of bestowal?
Yes.
No one wants it. That's the whole thing. That in order to awaken Mordechai, then the king, once Mordechai did this good thing for him, he saved him from Bigdan Veteresh, right? Then the king, instead of giving Mordechai all kinds of prizes, medals, he raised Haman. And everyone was perplexed. How can that be? That the hater, the opposite of Mordechai, is the one you respect now? Directly. Because Mordechai did this to you? Where is the logic here? How come? In the will to receive, which is the entire city of Shushan, that was perplexed, it doesn't seem rational. How can the king do that? But he's the king. If he wants to raise Haman, well, he'll do that, and we have to bow down to Haman. Because even if Mordechai does good things to the king kisses Haman. Do you understand how weird it seems?
So what example can we take from Mordechai? Meaning, what is this example of being in the stole?
The example, only example you can take from Mordechai is subjugation. Subjugation. He acts out of subjugation. And if Haman were not to grow and to show his actions, Mordechai would still be sitting on the stone. Sitting on the heart of stone. Sitting, wanting nothing. Because Haman starts growing, accordingly, Mordechai has an ability opened to do actions.
Does he have a desire? Does Mordechai have a desire?
To bestow in order to bestow. Nothing of himself.
So what makes him move from that state that he's sitting on this rock?
Because vessels of reception are awakening. What does the king do? The king doesn't give anything to Mordechai. He awakens Haman. By that, he activates the entire machine. And then Mordechai too has to get up.
And we're doing this with our own hands, by engaging in our will to receive in a distorted way. So on lower levels, there are different forms which are uncorrected, that come and they consume, just like cancer, they consume all of the our phenomena. You can say, no, this virus which is being revealed is a correction. It is a correction. It is like a compensation to what we are doing on the spiritual level, on the connection between us. So on a lower level, this is how it happens. But when it's revealed on a lower level, then it's causing us on the human level between us to cause correction. So now we're consuming less, we're producing less, we're flying less. Humanity is calming down from its stinking ego, which is destroying all of the planet. And then you'll see with this coronavirus, if it will develop even a little more, so a few thousands of people or a few millions will die. That's not that bad, but you'll see how everyone will calm down. We'll sit at home, won't be flying around for all the corners of the world, won't be engaging in all kinds of nonsense. Look at the airport yesterday, I saw on the news, empty, completely empty. In all of that hall, zero people. How good is that? Or is it not good? Tell me.
You have a vision of where we're headed to? Where will this take the world to? Beyond these thoughts, will it spread? Will it stop? In what way will it stop?
Look, there are a few levels here. First of all, everything depends on the extent that will spread or the wisdom of Kabbalah. There's no doubt about that. If people will hear about the balance of reality, the balance of world, the connection between the human society, that nature is forcing us, and all of this lack of equivalence with the laws of nature is bringing these viruses, this needs to be explained. This needs to be done. And you need to do this. I've said this a few times. You need to try and spread this in every place possible through all the networks. Today, it's all in our hands. Go ahead. Start influencing through all the networks, and you'll see how it will. Don't think that who am I to influence through my Facebook or through Twitter or all these social networks. You do your own part. That's one thing. To the extent that we'll explain it, that nature is aiming us towards its goal, and we need, in accordance, to start working. We won't be able to get rid of this virus. There'll be more along the way. You know what we have prepared for us? It'll be good. In short, it will be good. The time of the end of correction is a time where the blows are